welcome to The International Educator, the show where we explore the world of international education by speaking to teachers that are doing the work every day at schools around the world. I'm your host, Joe Morgan. This week, we are speaking to Brian Hamm, an educator at a school in Saudi Arabia, to gain his perspective on what it's like to teach there. Normally, we would do this in studio, but because of the pandemic, we have to do this interview over Zoom, which is a bit different than I'm used to, but we'll do our best. Good morning, Brian. How are you? Doing just fine, Joe. I'm a little tired of being cooped up in the house, and my kids are sort of driving me crazy. But with the pandemic, I guess we're all dealing with this, right? Very true, Brian. I have four kids here at home, so I totally understand where you're coming from. So you teach elementary music and middle school technology, correct? That's right. This is my 15th year of teaching, my 8th so far in Saudi Arabia. I started my career here teaching middle school concert band and choir, but moved away from that into elementary music by my 3rd year at the school. Then about 3 years ago, I wanted to transition to a tech role, and my school was gracious enough to let me teach tech part-time while also teaching music. My eventual goal is to move into technology full-time. Wow, that is a pretty unique teaching position. You don't really see that combination very often in K-12 schools. So, tell me a little bit about how your school responded to and handled the pandemic in terms of distance learning. What did you find most difficult about that? Well, Joe, I would have to say for me personally, one of the things that I struggled with the most was my break in my daily routine. I'm such a creature of habit. Having a consistent morning routine is one of the ways that I'm able to start each school day in a positive mindset. Just the rhythm of getting up, making breakfast, and packing my school bag at the same time every day was a key ingredient to having a successful work day. With the pandemic, I sort of got out of that rhythm, and it took a few weeks to reestablish the routine I was comfortable with. That's interesting to hear. I could identify with that to a certain extent, because I'm also particular about some things, perhaps not to the extent that you are. You mentioned something about packing your bag. I could see on the screen as we're doing the Zoom call that there's a bag on the table beside you. For the benefit of our listeners that can't see this, it looks like a brown leather bag. Quite nice, actually. Oh, this thing? Well, that's actually my school bag. I normally would bring it to work when school campus was open. I actually had it all packed up and ready to go the first morning the school was closed and we had to start distance learning, just as a way to give myself a sense of normalcy going into a time that we all knew was not going to be normal. It might sound a bit weird, but packing the bag was kind of therapeutic at the time. I see. So did you just leave it packed then? Has it been sitting there the whole time since distance learning started for you? Yep, pretty much. I actually forgot it was on the table. It's been there so long. I get it. Happens to the best of us. So, Brian, I know that we're supposed to be talking about the distance learning experience at your school and the daily realities of navigating that experience, but I just have to ask, just out of curiosity, what's in the bag? Oh, well, Joe, there are a few items in there, actually. Let's take a quick look. As I mentioned before, I am becoming more involved in technology at my school, and in recent months, I became a member of ISTE, the International Society for Technology and Education. Because of this, I receive a monthly subscription to the membership publication. It has a bunch of useful articles and practical tips for integrating tech into the classroom, and I keep it in my bag as a resource for implementing those tips and strategies into my daily teaching. The biggest and most important item is my school laptop. It's a MacBook Air that all the staff members are issued when they're employed at the school. I consider this device to be the most important and most indispensable item in the bag, outside of my ID badge, because it's the nerve center of my teaching practice. Almost everything that I do for all my classes runs from my computer. It's essential to my daily success. Keeping on the tech angle, I also have a USB hard drive that I use to store all the copies of my work, resources, and lesson materials. It includes documents, audio, video, images, and other types of text materials. That seems a bit sparse to me. I was expecting your bag to be a lot fuller, since you're teaching multiple environments as an elementary music teacher and a middle school tech teacher. Yeah, I could see where you're coming from there, but honestly, I don't have to carry much in my actual bag. My laptop and hard drive do most of the heavy lifting for my classes, and for elementary music, all the instruments and materials are stored in the music room. It's not like I have to lug those things all over the school. Okay, fair enough. What else do you have in there? Well, Joe, not everything in my bag is tech-related. Even in our modern digital world, where almost everything we read is viewed electronically, pens and pencils are still a necessary piece of text technology for me, especially in my job. I'm constantly needing to jot notes down quickly for a variety of reasons, both inside and outside of my classroom. In fact, there are many times when it's just easier and more convenient to use a pen or pencil than to pull up my phone or load up my computer.
That is so true. I jot notes down all over the house, it seems.
Oh, and there's one more small but important item in here. My ID badge for work is more than just a picture with my name on it. Our school has electronic gates, so our IDs are an essential security tool to get in and out of the school. It may be a bit small for you to see on screen, but on the front it has the school logo, school name, my employee number, and name. Just below the name, there's a small barcode, which grants me entry through the school gates and doubles as the library card. If I turn it around, you can see the back, where there's a QR code that digitally directs me to the campus map, as well as emergency contacts and important phone extensions.
Thanks for sharing that with us, Brian. Your bag contains a very few items, yet says a lot about how you view your job. I get a very business-like vibe from your bag and its contents, which seems a bit incongruent with the subject that you teach. Not the tech side so much, but music. I've met many people in the creative arts, and I would not have guessed in a million years that you're a music teacher just by looking at your bag.
I can see where you're coming from. I do tend to project a business-like image at work that doesn't necessarily match my personality at home, or even my personality in the classroom. I mean, we have a lot of fun in music class, you just wouldn't know it by my bag or its contents. It's a very conscious effort on my part to not keep items in the bag to show my personality. I tend to have a very work-first-play mentality. I've been teaching for 15 years, and back when I started my bag didn't look that different. I just started my career at the time, so I wanted to have a professional-looking bag with similar items. Computer, pens, pencils, USB drive, etc. I will say that my computer was a lot bigger and heavier at the time, and I carried more pens and paper, but that business-like spirit was still there in terms of types of things I kept in the bag. Sometimes I think about what would happen if 100 years from now, some archaeologist was digging around through ruins and found my bag buried underneath the sand. I think they'd say it belonged to someone who used tech extensively. They would also probably note the lack of personal items and conclude that the owner worked independently, was a bit solitary and detached from others. Yet, you know, that doesn't really match reality of my work life, which is highly collaborative. I work really closely with others and maintain strong relationships with staff and even some friendships at school. However, you'd never know that from looking in the bag.
I think you're right. I certainly would feel the same way as that archaeologist. Well, it looks like we're out of time today. Brian, thanks so much for coming on the show. Our conversation went a slightly different path than I intended, but I'm really glad that it did. And to our listeners, thanks for being with us today. Please tune in next week for another episode of The International Educator.